Alright, will you just
act like he was still mad to them.
It seems like he could have just looked up the school's account.
Well, he could have. That's what I thought he was going to do.
Fooled you, huh?
Yeah, fooled the hell out of him. I know that, I'd have went up to the checkers chain.
Alright, if you're doing gymnastics stuff and say you get down on a mat and you put your head down and go over like that, what's that called?
Somersault. Mm-hmm. Or Thomas said.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rollover.
Rollover? Say if you want to hide behind a low hedge or something, hide behind this desk, what would you have to do?
Squat.
Ever heard hunker down?
No. Slumber over.
Okay. You might say she walked up in a Catholic church, people walk up to the altar and they...
kneel.
Okay, and you'd say she went up to the altar and she...
kneeled.
Okay.
Oh, I found out what the word you're looking for, poet. I got a friend of mine over in Direct Graphic Arts. He said they call the front porch the front stoop.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean a small porch or can it be any size?
He said any size.
Really? Yeah. Now, where's he from?
He's from here. He's been here all his life. You know, really? But he hang out with the hippies, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Did you think of anything else? I can't remember what else we were talking about.
No, well, not the thing. That was the only thing that had me problem, because I had never heard another word for poets.
All right. Okay, good. Thanks. You bring your foot down on the floor like this, you're doing what?
Stomp it.
All right. If you meet a girl at a dance, and you want to go home with her, you might say, may I?
Walk you home.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and you...
pull it.
Okay. If your car was stuck in the mud, you'd have to get behind it and...
push it.
Alright. If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I...
toted it.
Alright, does that mean that when you say you tote something, that implies that it's heavier?
Yeah.
How about I lugged it?
Yeah, I lugged it. Lugged it and tote mean the same thing.
Alright.
Well, no. Lugged it mean that... well, to me, love means that you take a few feet and you stop and rest, and you carry a little more just to stop and rest like that.
Okay. You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so don't...
touch it.
Okay. If you wanted a hammer or something and you sent somebody for it, you'd say, go...
get the hammer.
Okay. If you're playing tag, what do you call the tree that kids can hold their hands and still be... against it and still be safe?
Pat.
What?
Pat.
Pat? That's the
P-A-T.
Pat.
Get my pat.
And that's it? That's...
yeah. A tic-tac.
How about a gold?
Football.
That's only football?
Yeah.
Okay. You might say to somebody, why don't we meet across town? If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
Alright, if you have, say you have some guy working for you, you run a company or something and he's working for you, and he keeps loafing all the time, he never does very good work, you might say, I think I'm going to get...
fired.
No, if you're saying it about him, if you're telling one of your friends, this guy always sleeps on the job, I think I'm going to have to get...
rid of him.
Alright, have you ever heard get shot of him? You heard that expression?
Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing?
Yeah.
Well,
well, most of the time, like, they tell you to get your finger out of your head.
Do they tell you what?
Get your finger out of your head.
Get your finger?
Out of your head.
Out of your ass? What is it? Does that mean start working?
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose you went ahead and fired him. He might come back to you and ask you to take him on again and say, please just give me another...
chance.
All right.